Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. Welcome to Peck Report. Well, it is these types of topics, like what we're going to be talking about today, that is causing YouTube to try to just kick me off of their platform. Not just me, but a lot of other Christians, conservatives, people like us. YouTube clearly doesn't want us on their platform. That is why membership is so important. If you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, just for a measly $10 a month or $100 a year, you can become a member and you can get all the videos, all the exclusive videos that you won't be able to get anywhere else, and you won't have to just listen to only the audio. You actually get the video, so when I reference things on the screen, you'll be able to see them, so on and so forth. But it's just a matter of time before YouTube finally will shut this channel down, because what's the other option? The other option is that I drastically change my message to where I'm not even speaking the truth anymore. And I just can't do that. I won't do that, especially with topics that are literal life and death topics, like what we're going to be talking about today. I want to get into Isaiah 57, and we can look at that and talk about America's progressive pagan elites, their depraved followers, and human sacrifice, a resurgence, a new wave of human sacrifice that we're seeing in our culture today. It's absolutely sick. And it's not even in the shadows. It's celebrated in our culture today. There's deep prophetic implications here. We're going to look at all that. We're going to look at some ancient history on how child sacrifice has been dealt with in the past and why it's resurging now. Again, it's absolutely sick. It's disgusting. But this is the culture we live in. You know, our supposedly progressive America, this is the culture that we live in, and it is ushering in the end times if we're not in them already. So that's what I want to talk to you about today, and it is exactly these types of issues that get people kicked off of YouTube. And I mean, you even say the word abortion and your video is likely to be flagged. Now, I don't know if having audio only is really going to help out that much with that. Probably not. But you know, going through Spreaker and then having Spreaker upload to YouTube, it's probably not enough of a measure to really change anything. Eventually this channel is going to get deleted. It still has a community guideline strike that is completely false. And it's just constantly, I had just recently on a CERN video that I did a while ago, a video about CERN, they put an age restriction on it. Now they ended up taking it off a couple days later after I appealed it, but this kind of thing, it happens all the time. So that's why membership is so important. So please become a member. Again, it's only $10 a month or $100 a year. You can do that at joshpeckdisclosure.com under the members tab. It's very easy to do. Now America, which is supposedly the freest, most enlightened society in the history of the world, it was founded on biblical presuppositions, beginning with, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. In his own image, he made them, male and female, he made them. I give you dominion over the earth and its creatures. We get that from Genesis 1:27. I am the Lord your God, Isaiah 41:13. So our constitutional rights, beginning with the most important one, the God-given right to life, flow from this biblical seedbed. Thus, because human beings are the spiritual image bearers of the Lord throughout Christianized Western civilization, there exists strict prohibitions against murder and human sacrifice, of course, as it should be. But the pagan world has never shared Western sensibilities. So now we're seeing this a lot on the left today. But really, it's a resurgence of paganism. They won't call it paganism, but they're still practicing it. It doesn't matter what you call it. You can call it progressivism, but it's still paganism. So throughout history, in many parts of the world, pagans have performed unimaginably sadistic human sacrifices as a way of pleasing or appeasing their mythological gods. Now, this is an article that was linked off of SkywatchTV.com, so if you want to check that out, you can, because there's some reference citations and things. But for example, in 1921, the largest cemetery of sacrificed infants in the ancient Near East was discovered at Carthage. Hundreds of burial urns filled with the cremated bones of infants, mostly newborns, but even some children up to 6 years of age. All of that was uncovered at Carthage. All of the victims had been burned to death. So the actual rite of child sacrifice at Carthage has been graphically described by Diodorus Siculus. And you can find this quote in Abortion and the Ancient Practice of Child Sacrifice by Andrew White, MD. But here's the quote. Quote, there was in their city a bronze image of Cronus, extending its hands, palms up and sloping toward the ground, so that each of the children, when placed thereon, rolled down and fell into a sort of gaping pit filled with fire, end quote. Now, that probably sounds reminiscent of Molech. You know, it's because this all has the same type of source, the same demonic source with all of this stuff. We're absolutely in a spiritual battle here against this kind of stuff. Now, you know, most on the left today in America are more materialistic. You know, they're not really known as being spiritual people, so they don't recognize the spiritual battle that we're in. Here's the thing, though. The people themselves are not our enemy. You know, Ephesians 6 makes that very clear, that our enemy, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Our enemy are spiritual enemies. They're spiritual enemies. So those are the things that we need to take dominion over in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we need to cast down those powers of darkness in Jesus' name. And again, even just saying that, because the left is so wild and crazy with censorship and stuff, just for saying things like that and preaching about Jesus, preaching about our spiritual dominion over demons and fallen angels and you know, our spiritual enemy, even that is enough to kick somebody off their platform on YouTube. It happens all the time. So Plutarch, a 1st and 2nd century AD Greek author, adds to this description, quote, the whole area before the statue was filled with a loud noise of flutes and drums so that the cries of wailing should not reach the ears of the people, end quote. You can find that in that same citation. Now, except in method, the Mayans were no different in this regard. So inscribed stones bear witness to the Mayan practice of human sacrifice, adult, male, female, and child. You can get this from Human Sacrifice and the Maya by N.S. Gill at ancienthistory.about.com. Here's the quote. It says, quote, the common method for human sacrifice seems to have been for the Anakam, a functionary, to extract the heart quickly, while four people associated with Chak, the rain/lightning god, held the struggling victim's limbs. Human sacrifices seem to have been made as well with arrows by flaying, decapitating, hurling from a precipice, and throwing the victim into a limestone sinkhole. End quote. Now, as evil as this was, the Maya were amateurs in comparison to the Aztecs when it came to human sacrifice on a massive scale. This comes from Maya Human Sacrifice, Say It Isn't So, and this is from Amber Griske. GRISCAYE.com. It says, quote, the Aztecs of central Mexico many years later once sacrificed 20,000 people in a single ceremony to commemorate the dedication of a new temple. Then they ate them. End quote. So the kind of human sacrifice practiced by the Aztecs involved the use of large boulders against which the victims would be placed. This comes from Planned Parenthood and the Aztecs by Brian Fisher, One News Now. It says, quote, the victims would be forced to lean back against the stone, causing their chest to protrude to make it easier for the pagan priest to slice open their chest, reach in, yank out a still beating heart, and eat it. The hair of the priests were matted with blood, and the walls of temples themselves were soaked inside and out with human blood as if they had been streaked and splattered with red paint, end quote. So what does this have to do with Isaiah 57, religious and social elites, their depraved followers and human sacrifice? Well, we're going to get to that in a minute, but before we do, I have got to tell you about Coastline Kratom. So I take Kratom every day. I'm a chronic pain sufferer, and I know many of you out there are as well. I need Kratom to function, and I have a high tolerance as it is. So what I like about Coastline Kratom, it's family-owned. They have the highest quality Kratom available, and they have a money-back guarantee. So if you buy it, if you don't like it, if it's not for you, you can send it back. Definitely check them out. They have a beginner's ultra enhanced beginner's pack that I really like a lot. I think that if you're brand new to it or if you've been using it for a while, that is the one to go with, especially if you suspect you might have a high tolerance. So you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com for that. There are banners on the right-hand side. On the sidebar, go there, or just click in the description below. There are links there for that as well. That is Coastline Kratom, and for a limited time, if you use the promo code Josh Peck, all one word, J-O-S-H-P-E-C-K, you can get 10% off your order. So how about that? Absolutely no risk, money-back guarantee, Coastline Kratom. Go to joshpeckdisclosure.com for that. Okay, now continuing on, in his highly acclaimed book, Nazi Oaks, Pastor R. Mark Musser turns to Isaiah 57, where the prophet records the rejection of the Holy Creator God by Jewish religious and social leaders and their depraved followers in favor of the mythological Canaanite evolutionary nature religion. So the subsequent loss of spiritual leadership results in deification of man, occultism, and sadistically evil human sacrifice rituals where children are burned to death as offerings to Baal, a Canaanite god. Now, how much of that sounds familiar today? The deification of man, you know, on the left. And this goes beyond politics. This isn't just politics. But on the left today, you have people where they consider themselves as the only thing that matters. You know, I'm not just talking about, I mean, it is self-centered, but I'm not just talking about, you know, a prideful attitude. I mean, it is all that stuff, but it goes deeper than that. They literally believe that a person, no matter what, a person is deserving of anything that they want, no matter if they have to take it from somebody else, and only so long as that person is themselves. So, you know, it's pretty sick. But I mean, you just think about the abortion industry today. The leftist who is, you know, shouting their abortion and are really proud of this movement, they believe themselves to be so important that they are willing to take the rights away from a baby and a living child, a baby, take their rights away just for their own self-interest. It's the deification of man. They become God over another human being. You know, they decide life and death for the human being. We definitely see occultism. I mean, look at everything that came out through the WikiLeaks. I mean, look, leftism and witchcraft go hand in hand. I mean, look at everything with Hillary Clinton and all the politicians on the left with all these spirit cooking things, and it's sick stuff. And then obviously the sadistically evil human sacrifice rituals on children. That's the whole abortion industry today, and soon to come, the infanticide industry, because that now is a talking point on the left. I mean, it's ridiculous. But Jeremiah 19:5 says, quote, "They have built high places to Baal on which to burn their children in the fire as offerings to Baal, something I never commanded or mentioned, nor did it ever enter my mind." And that of course is okay. That again is Jeremiah 19:5. Now these sadistic evils, together with other forms of depravity, led to the suicidal demise of the nation, where the righteous man perishes. So Isaiah 57 verse 1 says, "And no man takes it to heart, and the devout men are taken away, while no one understands, for the righteous man is taken away from evil." Now, while children were burned to death and good, faithful people were rejected, scorned, ridiculed, persecuted, imprisoned, impoverished, terrorized, murdered, and otherwise died and taken away to paradise on earth, no one replaces them. So left behind were all the depraved counterculture rebels of society, you know, evolutionary, pagan, religious, and social elites and their depraved, destructive followers. Think about, again, what is happening today. The righteous now are getting persecuted, ridiculed, scorned, sometimes imprisoned, impoverished, terrorized. It depends on what part of the world. Murder definitely happens in the Middle East. It's not quite as common here in America, but that is coming. That is coming. You see a lot of abuse from people on the left towards Christians or conservatives. So Isaiah 57, 4 through 5 says, quote, "Against whom do you jest? Against whom do you open wide your mouth and stick out your tongue? Are you not children of rebellion, offspring of deceit, who inflame among yourselves among the oaks, under every luxuriant tree, who slaughter the children in ravines under the clefts of the crags? End quote. So here is seen a defiant rejection of the Holy Creator God, creational norms, truth and moral law resulting in unfettered evil, worship of divine evolving forces of nature, shameless sexual perversion, sadism, and child sacrifice practiced by depraved mass man and the cultivated crowd, the elites of society, and all of it rolled up into one outdoor whorehouse of death, as Musser puts it in on page 49 of the citation from before. So Isaiah 57, 4 through 5 talks about the slaughter of babies. So as evil as Jehovah rejecting Jews, Carthaginians, Mayans, Aztecs, and other pagans were, they were rank amateurs, really, when compared to America's sadistically depraved progressive pagan elites. So rather than slaughtering babies in ravines or burning them to death in Moloch ovens, American babies are barbarically murdered according to precise scientific procedures calling for the suctioning out of the brains of living babies or burning babies to death from the inside out while within the womb. I mean, it's absolutely sick, even just the poisoning of the babies. And you know, the mother, when that happens in a late term abortion, they inject poison through the baby's skull, which of course is incredibly painful for the baby. And if the baby doesn't survive that, over the course of the next couple of days, the baby dies and the mother has to carry the dead baby around with her. But then she goes back to deliver it anyway. So either way, it's going to be delivered. Either way, the baby's going to be delivered. That's why it's a total lie when they say that late-term abortion is for woman's health. No, it's not. Either way, the baby still gets delivered. You don't have to kill it. There's no medical reason to kill it. This quote comes from New York State leads the way in advocating murder in the womb, and it's by Pastor Steve Rowett, PhD, Creation Studies Institute. Quote, partial birth abortion was publicly unveiled in 1992. This method is used to kill babies from 20 weeks through full term. Because the baby is considered larger and more well-developed at this time, the opening of the woman's cervix must be greatly enlarged in order to perform this abortion. The entire process requires 3 days. The amniotic fluid is drained and all but the baby's head is pulled out of the birth canal. The abortionist uses a sharp pair of surgical scissors to stab the base of the living baby's skull, spreading the scissors to enlarge the hole. The scissors are removed and a suction tube is inserted into the skull opening to evacuate the brain. This kills the baby and collapses the head, allowing the abortionist to fully deliver the child. End quote. There's another quote from that same work that I want to talk about. And actually, I'll put it on screen share. This is a good reason why you should subscribe and become a member. Because when I screen share, if you're not a member, you're not able to see what I'm looking at. And that happens quite often. There's going to be a lot of times where I'll have videos and pictures and stuff to show you or quotes. So if you look right here, that again is the citation. So if you want to look this up. So here it says, starting right here, it says saline injection abortion or salt poisoning abortion may be used after 16 weeks when enough fluid has accumulated in the amniotic sac surrounding the baby. A long needle is inserted through the mother's abdomen to remove and then replace some of the amniotic fluid with a solution of concentrated salt. The baby breathes in and swallows the solution and usually dies in 1 to 2 hours, though sometimes death takes many hours from salt poisoning, dehydration, convulsions, hemorrhages of the brain, and failure of other organs. The baby is literally burned inside and out by the strong salt solution. Look at that again. The baby is literally burned inside and out by this strong salt solution. So this is not a humane death. This is not for the benefit of the baby, as so many parents like to try to convince themselves that it is, or they like to say that it's a humane practice, for the good of the baby. This is a torture fest for this child for days. It can take hours and hours. And there's other methods that can take even longer. Sometimes babies survive this, and right now there's no protection. So when it comes to human sacrifice on a massive scale, the Aztecs occupy the peanut gallery, really, when it's compared with the United States. So according to the National Right to Life, since 1973, there have been 60,069,971 estimated abortions in the United States. 60 million. If the Lord Jesus Christ isn't coming back soon, I don't know what it's going to take. Now, what's even worse about this is the cannibalization of body parts. I know this is a gruesome Peck report, but it's really important that we know what's going on in the culture around us. I mean, most of the times, and I'm guilty of this too, most of the times we go about our day-to-day lives and we don't really think about this stuff because we're not directly impacted by it, most of us anyway, the vast majority of us. So we go about our day-to-day lives. We don't really think about the slaughter of millions and millions of the most innocent and beautiful among us, children. And we don't think about it. So that's why this is important to talk about. Again, yes, it is gruesome. It's a gruesome practice, but the left wants to lie and say that there's nothing gruesome about it, and it's completely moral and natural, and we're somehow encroaching on women's rights if we don't allow for this. But nobody talks about the rights of the baby. Of course, Christians and conservatives do, but nobody, just on a grand scale culturally, people are either pro-choice or they're just kind of moderate and don't think about it. Us people on the pro-life side, we're in the minority, and that's why we need to we need to get this stuff out here. Now, thankfully, there has been a recent upsurge in pro-life views, and a lot of that had to do with the radical idea of infanticide that came out the past couple of months. But it's still not good enough. We still need more. I mean, the whole country should be against this evil stuff. And I actually think that this is our slavery. So we look back on slavery and we see the evils that it caused and that it was. But back then, when people were just living their day-to-day lives, they didn't, not a whole lot of them really thought about it, because it was just kind of normal. It was just the way that things always were. And it took a handful of people, a few people, to really get things going. Well, we need to have that today. We need to look back at history and have that today, because this is going to be looked, if the Lord tarries and the world has continued to go on, for a couple hundred more years or however long it takes, this part of history is going to be looked at as so vile and despicable. People are not going to understand how there could have been a time where people were slaughtering their babies like this. That day is coming. That's how this time is going to be looked at in history, just like how we look at slavery now. But the cannibalization of body parts, now this is really bad. Before we get to that, though, I have got to tell you about CBD Pure and CBD Pet. So many of you out there use CBD oil. It's great. It's wonderful. A lot of people have claimed some amazing benefits. But where do you get it? Because there's a lot of CBD companies that you can get their oil, and then you try it and it doesn't do anything, and you can't send it back, and now you've wasted a bunch of money. That happened to me. So I like CBD Pure and CBD Pets, because these companies are completely transparent and they have a money back guarantee. So what do I mean when I say transparent? I mean that they scientifically test through a third party scientific testing facility. They scientifically test every batch that they produce to make sure that it is completely non-GMO, that it's completely pesticide-free, totally organic, and they even put their scientific results, their testing, right on their website for you to check out, so you can be sure that you're getting the absolute finest product available on the market today. They also make it for your pets, which is great. A lot of pets have anxiety and social disorders and things, and I've heard from my own listeners, from you guys, I've heard people say that they've given this to their pets and it's done wonders for them. So, and then same with the CBD Pure, which is for humans. Now, these are great. Again, money back guarantee. It's the purest on the market. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, click on the banner on the right-hand sidebar, or just go to the links in the description below. And if you do happen to go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, make sure that you become a member. Membership is only $10 a month or $100 a year, and it's incredibly important in our culture of censorship, because this is going to be the only way I'm going to be able to get messages out to you. This video, the one that you're listening to right now, the one that I'm making right now, the one that if you become a member, you can actually go and watch the video instead of just listening to the audio. This could be the one that gets me kicked off of YouTube forever. I never know. There's no way to know, because you just, what happens is you wake up one day and you don't have a YouTube channel anymore. That's what happened to Timothy Alberino. He had his YouTube channel for a little while and then they deleted it. Very well could easily happen again here too. So, that's why we rolled out this plan. JoshPeckDisclosure.com, click on the members tab and join up for $10 a month or $100 a year. That is less than a cup of coffee a day. So make sure you do that. And again, while you're there, check out CBD Pure, CBD Pets. You can do your own research and I don't think you'll be disappointed. Okay. So the cannibalization of body parts. Now, with the return of human sacrifice, there comes this idea, this practice of the cannibalization of body parts. So, quoting from Deborah Nucatola, MD, Director of Medical Services from the Planned Parenthood Federation of America on July 25th, 2014, she said, quote, "We've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver because we know that, so I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I can get it all intact," end quote. So when negotiating about fetal tissue, Planned Parenthood's Senior Director of Medical Services talks about a less crunchy technique, that's a direct quote, for keeping body parts intact during a partial birth abortion. She says the price, quote, "has to be big enough that it's worthwhile for me," end quote. And even at one point explaining, quote, "I want a Lamborghini," end quote. You can look up "don't want to lowball body parts," another Planned Parenthood official on tape, by Catherine Jean Lopez at nationalreview.com. The date on that is July 21st, 2015. Now, an undercover Planned Parenthood video from the Center of Medical Progress, or CMP, shows that the pagan rituals of the Aztecs have returned from the bowels of hell with a vengeance. It reveals the gruesome reality that babies, quote, are born alive in Planned Parenthood abortuaries, excuse me, and then laid on tables with their tiny little hearts still visibly beating in their chest. The abortionist then takes a pair of scissors and cuts the face of the baby in two so that its brain can be extracted, a procedure that starts while the baby is still alive, end quote. I mean, this is absolutely sickening stuff. And that is also from the Fisher citation that we mentioned earlier. Now, leading stem cell researchers believe that the evidence uncovered by CMP indicates that in order to send fresh specimens to researchers, Planned Parenthood actually keeps some babies. So from that same source, it says, quote, "alive up until the moment their hearts are cut out of their bodies. This is because a heart is only good for research if it can be prepped for shipping within 5 minutes of death," end quote. So in light of this ongoing evil, and why do you think they're actively promoting infanticide now? Why do you think that? It's all a money grab. But in light of this ongoing evil, if death is knocking on someone's door unless they receive an organ transplant, then why not slaughter a child in order that its organs can be harvested, since apparently it's permissible to harvest body parts from babies? So Wesley J. Smith reports on this latest evil, and this comes from officials discover child trafficked from Somalia to UK to harvest her organs, and that's on Life News. quote, the first case of a child being trafficked to Britain in order to have their organs harvested has been uncovered. Their unnamed girl was brought to the UK from Somalia with the intention of removing her organs and selling them to those desperate for a transplant. Child protection charities warned that the case was unlikely to be an isolated incident, as traffickers were likely to have smuggled a group of children into the country, end quote. Now, while America's progressive elites and their depraved followers are very vocal when it comes to saving, you know, snail darters or owls or trash fish or alligators and wolves or eagles, you know, at the expense of human flourishing, they generally rationalize murder of unborn humans on the lie that the unborn are not human, but rather clumps of uterine cells in the process of evolution. Well, you try that defense if you go and smash a bald eagle egg, you know, or fry it up in an omelet for breakfast. You tell them, well, it wasn't a bald eagle, it was just a clump of cells. You know, it was just a clump of bald eagle cells. That's all it was. You try that and see if that's going to keep you, you know, out of jail or without a fine. It's not going to happen. That is not going to fly. But when it comes to human beings, because many of these people think that human beings are a parasite on the earth, we're not. We're created in the image of God. But you could prove that without even having to go the religious angle. We're not overpopulated. That is all a big lie. We're not a cancer on the earth. What a sickening view of humankind. It's not deep. It doesn't make somebody seem interesting. It makes somebody seem depressing and like they're a creep. Now, accordingly, unborn humans are not human, according to these people, when being suctioned or snipped or torn apart or crushed and burned alive in saline solutions. But the unborn magically transform into humans when their lungs, hearts, heads, and other body parts are coveted by well-funded pagans for research purposes. Then, of course. Now, the satanic creed of evolutionary progressivism plays a large part in this. So this quote here is from Abraham Kuyper, the Stone Lectures, Princeton Seminary, 1898, and it's cited in Pagans in the Pews, Peter Jones, page 32. Quote, do not forget that the fundamental contrast has always been, is still, and always will be, until the end, Christianity and paganism, the idols or the living God, end quote. Now, from Ion Culiano, The Tree of Gnosis, quote, at the outbreak of the modern era, the progressive Gnostic pagan system of inverse biblical exegesis was once again activated, end quote. Now, this inverse exegesis from hell begins with evolution, which has persuaded people, and this quote comes from Franklin Baumer, The Making of the New Spirituality, James Herrick, page 150. It says, quote, to think of everything in nature as the fruit of a gradual growth rather than an original creation, end quote. So such inverse thinking means it is now impossible for educated Westerners to conceive of biblical revelation because, quote, in an evolving world, perfection obviously lay not in the past but in the future, end quote. Now, throughout paganized America, inverse evolutionary origin accounts and pagan and occult pantheist ideologies of monism are now the reigning views of reality. Stephen Bancars and I talked about pantheism and monism in our book, Second Coming of the New Age. You should check that out. You can go to skywatchtv.com for that. Or actually, just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There's a link to it right there. And you can even see the book trailer and stuff. But monism, or continuity, also oneness, is the ruling idea that all ancient and modern mythological nature religions going back to Babylon. It is also the essence of progressive spirituality. So in the progressive worldview, reality is the idea that the universe is a quantum energy field of undifferentiated divine creative energy in motion or evolution. So from ancient times, the serpent biting its tail has symbolized the energy field, while the serpent is the symbol of the universe's creative evolutionary energies or serpent power. Now, according to this view of reality, God is not outside of the universe in the third heaven, but rather God, or the divine serpent, is the universe. God, the divine serpent, is within the circle, thus within certain highly evolved elite pagans, demonstrating that, well, from 1 John 5:19, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. It's equating God, really, with Leviathan. And for those of you who follow me and have watched this show and watched this channel and follow my work, you know what the whole Leviathan sea dragon thing is all about. It's trying... So this idea is bringing God down to the level of Leviathan, even though God is the one who is subduing Leviathan. Psalm 74, you get a little bit of that in the book of Job and Genesis and other sources as well. Now, polytheism, this is something, claiming to be progressive, evolutionary, scientific, and enlightened, satanic progressive spirituality declares that the biblical creator God and sin are scientifically passé, and that both elites and their depraved followers are gods or goddesses in process of evolution. So, millions of human deities, each with their own personal truths, moralities, and multiple and ever-going evolving genders. This is pagan polytheism issuing in idolatry of self, pursuit of pleasure, leisure, status, and power. And moreover, it is escape from suffering by whatever means, since if sin, the biblical answer to man's suffering, is a myth and the supreme evil is individual suffering, then why should the man who envies God the Father not conceptually murder him and seize his power for his own agenda? That is what is happening right now. That's what's happening within the hearts and souls of these people. Or why should abortionists or pornographers, pedophiles, transgenders, the Western elites, why should they have to suffer the restraints placed on them by immutable truth, created norms, the Ten Commandments, the Constitution, pro-lifers, other law-abiding conservatives, Christians? This is why America's progressive elites and their depraved followers are described this way. And this quote comes from Evan Syett, The Kindergarten of Evil. Quote, that these followers, quote, will invariably and inevitably side with evil over good, wrong over right, and the behaviors that lead to failure over those that lead to success. When I say the modern liberal is morally and intellectually retarded at the level of the five-year-old child, it is not hyperbole, it is diagnosis, end quote. And he's not using that word in a derogatory way. It's the actual medical retardation. So this they do because they cannot sleep unless they do evil and make someone fall, because of Proverbs 4:16-17, which says, since they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, end quote. So how does such evil begin? As Isaiah tragically details, it begins with the rejection of the triune God, creational norms, truth, and his law. You get that also from John 15:12. Where there is no love for the father, there is no love for the brother. I mean, that's the first and second commandments right there. Luke 10:27 says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself, end quote. So the end of the commandment is charity or love from a pure and humble heart, a good conscience and unfeigned faith, 1 Thessalonians 1:5. You know, he that loves his neighbor fulfills the law, for his heart is not blackened by thoughts of hate and murder. So Tertullian in Apologeticus 9:6-8 says, quote, murder is once for all forbidden. So even the child in the womb, while yet the mother's blood is still being drawn on to form the human being, it is not lawful to destroy. To forbid birth is only quicker murder. It makes no difference whether one take away the life once born or destroy it as it comes to birth. He is a man. He is a man who is to be a man. The fruit is always present in the seed, end quote. So again, that is Tertullian. I have a hard time saying that. So the idolatry and human sacrifice, the beginning of idolatry is pride or love of the self, which together with rebelliousness, defiance, selfishness, jealousy, covetousness, greed, hatred, envy, it demonstrates preference for one's own self instead of the Lord, neighbor, or even unwanted babies. So just as no violation of the law can occur without one first being an idolater, murder is its final result. For where self is primary, then self deserves everything it can get, no matter the cost to other people. That is the ideology. So we could look at 2 Timothy 3:3, the natural man. So when people willfully lay willfully fall away from the knowledge of the only true God and relentlessly transgress his commandments, these actions effectively turn them back to their natural state. So this means that in turning away from the living triune God, the soul ceases to live from the spirit and begins to live with the life of the body. The disordered passions, thereby revived, absorb the life of the person who spiritually dies, resulting in the natural man of 2 Timothy 3:3. And you could also check out St. Tikhon Works 2, Political Apocalypse, a study of Dostoevsky's Grand Inquisitor, Ellis Sandos, page 120. Now, in this light, we are able to understand that when our Lord said, wherever the body is, there will the vultures be gathered together, Luke 17:37. The body collectively represents the spiritually dead who can no longer respond to the appeals of the Holy Spirit because by their own choice, they are completely destitute of the knowledge of God. This is how you can have people who claim to be Christian, yet they're pro-choice. They're really pro-abortion is what we should say. We shouldn't say pro-choice. Pro-lifers are pro-choice too. You can choose to have the baby. You can choose to give it up for adoption. You can choose abstinence. There's a lot of choices. We just don't advocate the choice of murder. But that's how you can have people who call themselves Christian that are pro-abortion. So they're darkened and disintegrated souls. They're incapable of any influence except that of polluting and corrupting the air around them and spreading spiritual disease and death. So the vultures, therefore, represent the angels of God appointed for punishment, alighted on such a society and removing the putrid carcasses of the spiritually dead. So Matthew 13:41-43 says, quote, the Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin, and all who do evil, they will throw them in the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let him hear, end quote. But for the faithful, and we'll close out on this, for the faithful, the Lord says, and this comes from Revelation 22:10-15, quote, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to each person according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by its gates. But outside are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. End quote. So again, it's a very, very important topic in our culture today, especially with what's going on with the promotion of infanticide, with what's going on. I mean, every presidential candidate on the left right now has supported this infanticidal, maniacal position. It's extremely important that we get the facts down now and we understand what God, where God's stance is on it, but then also to meet people on where they're at. You know, basically, you're not going to be able to make a compelling biblical argument to somebody who's on the left or to somebody who doesn't even believe in God anyway. You're not going to convince them. You're not going to change their mind that way. There's scientific reasons also, which we've talked about on this channel plenty of times. So you can go back and watch those if YouTube doesn't decide to delete this channel. Speaking of which, that again is why it's so important that you become a member at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Become a member. $10 a month or $100 a year, and you get full access to everything in the world always. But you get full access. Also, for my Patreon supporters who are supporting $10 and up on Patreon, you'll get access to it too. I'll share a link to you guys for the full videos. And you'll be able to watch them too, so I'm not forgetting about you guys. That's already available now, so you can do it that way. But go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, become a member, and let's not allow platforms, these leftist platforms like YouTube and Google and Twitter and Facebook and all these guys, let's not let them silence us. Let's find our own way. So that's what we're going to do. And if YouTube does shut down my channel, I will still post on Spreaker and Blog Talk as long as I can. And you'll just have to do the memberships for the videos. So that would be great. I would love to have you as a member. It's important that you do so now. And there's going to be a lot more coming, too. It's not just going to be the video versions of these. There's going to be a lot more perks that are going to come along with that. So make sure you do that. Again, joshpeckdisclosure.com under the members tab. And until next time, if you are viewing this on YouTube, if YouTube is allowing this to continue, please leave me a comment in the comment section below. Let me know what you think and subscribe and click the bell on this channel on youtube.com/Josh Peck Disclosure. Make sure you do that. It's very important you do so. All right, everybody. It has been good talking to you as always. Until next time, take care and God bless.